Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Woo.
Hey, hey, I'm Zigzag.
I'm Rufus.
That's Rufus calling in on the other phone. Rufus had a little incident with his modem, so you decided to join us by phone tonight. Good to have you with us either way, Rufus.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to be here as always. It's probably turning out to be a better connection.
Yeah, you know what? I know when we kind of messed around with it before, it always kind of was the better way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Even you're talking through Skype, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it sounds a little distant and processed. Not as bad as probably how I normally sound, though.
Well, yeah, I wonder if it's because I went through the Skype that's not their Skype. I don't know if it matters or not. I didn't push Skype on their thing. I dialed Skype from my computer.
That's what I'm normally doing. You sound fine. I mean, it's not unintelligible. It sounds like I'm listening to an old-timey radio show, which maybe that's kind of cool.
Maybe that's because you're listening on your phone?
Could be.
Anyway, did you see this in the news today? Your man Snoop Dogg has started a website called Mary Jane, MerryJane.com, for all things weed-related.
Really? Like,
yeah.
It's news? Or is it like selling products?
You know what? It's he said it's basically for the newbie weed person just getting into weed, but he's like me, Rufus. Too many people have been hiding, saying, oh, you know what, I'm not a stoner, blah, blah, blah. It's okay, man. Pot is becoming recreationally legal, so it's okay to, like, want to have fun with pot. I mean, I think that I'm not the first person. I thought I was the only person in the world that thought that, but apparently me and Snoop are on the same wavelength.
Oh, well, we got to get him in a meeting.
Yes, we do. I bet Snoop has a nice selection of legs people, ground people, people like to get stuff done, because obviously Snoop's just the idea guy, right? I mean, he wouldn't have time to do all the shit that he does.
Yeah. Snoop is the hyper sloth of the Snoop world. He just sort of, he's the brilliance from which all action emanates.
Yes. See, that's right. And you know what? Snoop's a good dude, so I think good things happen for Snoop.
Yes.
Like, we're mentioning Snoop on our show. Can that be bad for Snoop? Highly unlikely.
No. We just mentioned we're probably going to crash the servers on his website now that we mentioned it.
Well, you have to pre-register to become part of MerryJane.com, and I want you to know that I did pre-register. I don't want you to be jealous, but they're only letting 420 people sign up per day, apparently.
That's brilliant. Awesome. Oh, shizzle.
It should work out nicely for 420 products worldwide.
Do what?
I said, see, and we have 420 products worldwide.
That's why we're on the same page with Snoop Diggity.
I wasted 2 hours of my life the other night. I was kind of suckered in by Comcast with a commercial for the Brian Wilson story called Love, and can't remember what it was, but oh my God, it was the worst movie I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Was it a documentary or like
I didn't think it would be good, but it was not good.
Was it a documentary or like a biopic or biopic or whatever?
Yeah, it's like a biopic, and I think that they picked out like his most disturbed years. Of course, it was Brian. I didn't know this, but I guess in the early 1990s, Brian Wilson had this doctor that was like his, I don't know, he was hearing voices in his head, okay, for some reason. I mean, he said he always kind of did. Obviously, it was because his dad abused him. I mean, it's a pretty fucking depressing story, really. But,
I'm sure the voices were well harmonized.
Yeah, they were. They were all in four-part harmony. That's what it was, actually. That's how he got all his ideas, because his dad rang his bell so many times he heard in, like, four different tones.
Ring his bell.
Well, I mean, this was the deal, dude. His dad slapped the shit out of him so much that he lost 96% hearing in his right ear.
Wait a minute. How do you have that less hearing and start or be in the Beach Boys? That's crazy.
Well, I mean, that was
like
the deal. Like,
Mozart.
I guess they did show him, dude, and like it was like he was wandering around hearing voices and shit like that. It was a little nutty.
Wow.
But I guess during the early 90s, he had some doctor, right, that was like going to save him and help him from like being depressed. He stayed in bed for 3 years, Brian Wilson. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Reminded me a lot of the Roehampton days.
Yeah, that's my dream life.
I only stayed in bed for a year. Well, really, I only stayed in bed during daylight hours for a year. God, the good
that's
old
true.
Days. Remember
that's
that?
True.
Just like waking up and not having to go to work until 4 o'clock. So
God,
basically,
oh, that.
I still
and then only have to work 4 hours.
Like that. So Brian Wilson's dad slapped the shit out of him. And then, okay, so this Dr. Feelgood guy, it wasn't even Dr. Feelgood. He was going to help him, like, out of his depression or whatever and also, like, calm the voices in his head. So he starts prescribing him all these drugs, and he starts over-prescribing him a bunch of drugs, right?
Okay.
So, and then trying to take control of his money and, like, having his will and shit changed to his name stuff. And it turns out that this lady that he met at a car dealership when he was buying a car, they kind of fell for each other. She kind of stumbled upon the scam and called his family in, you know, to, like, get this doctor out of his life and shit. It was pretty crazy.
How can something that crazy be a bad movie?
You know what? I was just thinking, it's a great story. I'm sure that when John Cusack read the script, he's like, man, what a great fucking story, but God, halfway through this thing, I'm like, man, who directed this thing? It's so slow-moving, for which could be kind of an exciting story.
It sounds like it could almost be like what was that movie that Russell Crowe was in where he played the genius mathematician who was, like, had schizophrenia and shit? Seems like it could be a movie like that that was awesome.
Was it a bad
a beautiful mind?
What that was.
It was a beautiful mind. It's about a real guy.
Oh yeah. No, no wonder. See, somehow like documentaries just don't translate that well. That's it. You can have the best story in the world, and somehow if you're still alive, it never makes a good movie.
Yeah, true.
You got to kill yourself if you want. Make a good one, you have to kill yourself. Jeez, I'm stumbling all over my words here, Rufus. Help me out a little bit.
What somebody should do is write their own autobiography, and the ending is they kill themselves, and that's like the last page, and here's how the story ends. Pow, and they kill themselves. That would sell a million copies.
Then how do you write the sequel? I guess you write a prequel.
Yes. Brilliant, and you schedule it on the internet to be published
like
6 months later.
Yes, right. I think we've invented the new commercial.
I think so. We just Snoop Dogg the shit out of that. We just need somebody to make it happen.
We did. We kind of Snoop Dogged the fucking the book industry in general.
Yes.
Kind of goes back to our like how we were going to keep Facebook people alive forever.
I think there's still something there. I wish I own the domain socialimmortality.com, and I never did anything with it, and it went up for grabs, and somebody else bought it after I forgot to renew it. Yeah.
Somebody that just been Skyping it, now they're gonna try to sell it back to you for $2.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should look more, and I mean, really. According to what's that movie with Keanu Reeves where he is like does the like dances around bullets and stuff?
The Broadway play version of The Matrix.
The Matrix, that's kind of what it's about, right? In a weird way.
Sort of.
I wish I would have been so high when I watched The Matrix 20 years ago, because I don't really remember what happened at all.
It's pretty cool. They shouldn't have made sequels. They should have stopped at the first one. The first one's pretty good, despite Keanu Reeves.
Now, did you get an email saying that I was inviting you to be a co-host on the show?
No, I just called the co-host number.
Okay, I sent you an email to see what that entailed.
Oh, okay. So I don't think I've received an email, not to my knowledge. Of course, I have no internet, so.
So how's Skittles doing? For those of you who don't know, Rufus has a baby horse, or a mini horse, excuse me for saying, it's a kind of a baby mini horse, isn't it?
Yeah, she is a mini horse, but she's also a baby horse, but apparently she's not going to get much bigger than, like, 30 inches tall. And she's cute. She's real friendly. We finally introduced her to the full-size horse, and they hit it off. I mean, as long as they tolerate each other, that's the best you can expect from two horses, apparently. So the big horse wanders around, and the little horse just kind of stays in her shadow. And, it's pretty sweet. Now, here's an interesting tale kind of related to that. Is this morning my wife was out mingling with the horses. You know, you just got to kind of be social with them. And something catches her eye, and she looks over, and who the fuck is there but our dog, who has been missing for 2 weeks, just playing with our other dog like he'd been there the whole fucking time. He just showed up. And he's like, hey, I'm back.
So he's totally back. That's awesome news.
He looks healthy. It's not like he got in a scrap somewhere and has been injured. He just showed up and was like, hey, what's happening? I just took a vacation.
Dogs are crazy, you know? Like that.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that's good news.
That is good news. Surprising news.
Don't you wish you like had a camera around his neck? Dude, he might have lived like a whole movie. In, like, that time that he was gone. I mean, he was gone, what, a week? Has it been a week? More than
a week? It's been almost 2 weeks. And, yeah, he followed another dog into the woods, so there's no telling what sort of crazy swashbuckling adventures they had.
No kidding. I'm sure that was book-worthy. All the garbage cans they probably ripped up.
Yeah.
They peed.
That's right. They may have even crossed paths with Brian Williams.
They may have, or his doctor, who's now living on the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, really? That's kind of close to here, I guess. Well, no, we're in the Ozarks.
I'm not even sure where the Appalachian Trail is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me either.
Is it on the East Coast or the West Coast? It's got to be. You know what? I know that it's the East Coast because I always hear them talk about Appalachia when they're talking about abusing prescription drugs. And I'm pretty sure that's in West Virginia.
Yeah, it does pass through West Virginia. Is there East Virginia?
Well, there is, but they don't call it that.
They just call it Virginia? So is there Virginia and West Virginia?
They call it the left side of West Virginia.
The
right
side
of West Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. The right side of West Virginia.
That's not or the left. I guess it could be the right side of East Virginia, or the left side of East. Wait, the west side of East Virginia. That's just regular Virginia. No, I think there is an East Virginia University, though.
Oh, it sounds like one of those online only places.
I'm sure it was the first online-only place. And somehow, when you sign up, you automatically get an OxyContin prescription.
You can only access it through dial-up.
Right. No, it's all letters. It's like prison inmate letters.
Yeah. You
they
have to use one of those old-fashioned telephone modems that you actually put a phone on it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. God, I wanted one of those so bad when I was a kid.
Oh, me too.
You're like, man, I could take over nuclear bombs and all kinds of shit.
Dude, I remember when I got my first modem, I was in high school, and I had the, it was my first real computer that had, like, slots where you could put other shit in it. And so I skipped school one day, and I drove to Austin to Radio Shack, and I bought a modem. And I didn't even know anything about modems or if it was even compatible, but I lucked out, and I plugged it in, and it worked, and I plugged my phone jack into it. My parents were cool enough to get me my own phone line. And so then I was able to access my buddy's BBS system that he set up, and so I could log on to his computer. We played stupid games. But then I got an issue of the Austin Chronicle, and on the back there were these phone numbers that you could dial, and that would cost you like 10 bucks a minute, but you could download like a digitized naked lady.
And really?
I would, I remember my parents being like, what the fuck is this phone bill for like 300 bucks? And it's because I would like call these numbers with my modem on the back of the Chronicle and download a naked lady picture that I'd have to just sit there waiting 20 minutes for it to fucking show up.
Download.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that how good the quality was of the pictures either.
You know, it's like 16 colors.
Right. You giant pixels. You're like, man, that's right where her nipples would be, except it's just blurry pink and white pixels.
That's right.
Or you have to shrink it up super small so it looks like it's a real picture.
That's right. Yeah. I made it really tiny, and then I looked at it through like my dad's hunting scope.
What a racket that those guys were running then. Back then, that, obviously, they probably later went on to be the head of Dell or something like that.
Oh yeah, no, they're probably like that guy who just recently bought this drug. I don't know if you heard about this.
Oh yeah,
this drug that is like
$700 for it.
Yeah, they're probably one of those guys.
Well, you know what the fucked up part is, dude? That guy's a total cock. I mean, I don't blame him for raising the price or whatever, but basically the only person that gets screwed, he's just out to screw the insurance company. Right? So
right.
Then they're going to stop offering that fucking drug to people that it could probably help.
Exactly. I mean, if you screw the insurance company, then you ultimately screw the people that have the insurance. So.
Right, and you ultimately screw yourself.
The only positive side to that I've read so far is that because he's done that and it's made such big news, and actually it's not uncommon, unfortunately.
It's just because
he's such a smarmy-looking douchebag that it's made the news, that it might spur other companies to make generic versions, and then, you know, it'll be a shit investment for him.
How much money did he pay for this pill? I mean, I only heard this kind of like third person.
I remember it was a lot. It was a lot because he bought the rights to it, you know. It was
right.
It was a few million bucks.
Just a few million, though? It wasn't like $1 billion or something?
No, it wasn't that much.
Yeah, do people still – is there still a lot of AIDS around? Do you just not hear about AIDS anymore? Not like people stop shooting up drugs.
Yeah, well, it's not an AIDS drug. Is the article titles using AIDS are a little bit misleading because it's not an AIDS drug. It's a drug that stops a specific type of like bacterial infection that impacts anybody that has some sort of immunity problem. They just threw AIDS in there because, you know, that's a buzzword.
So basically, it's just a super potent antibiotic or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I wish we were more schooled in these types of things. I wish I would have read it in the thing, but I did not. But I'm sure he's a douchebag. You said he looks smarmy. Smarmy?
Oh,
what was your word for this guy?
Have you seen a picture of the guy he looks like?
No.
I don't know how a guy who looks like – I wouldn't even buy a used car from this guy based purely on his looks, and that he's a 32-year-old CEO of a multimillion-dollar company.
What did his company do to make its multi-millions before he decided to do this douchebag endeavor?
I'm not sure. I read it, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
You know what I did realize, I think, when I was watching that movie, though? That Brian
What's
Wilson
that?
Movie? That Good Vibrations is truly a song, I think, about weed. They didn't say it in there, but when I was listening to the words, because I don't really – I've never really listened to the Beach Boys. Are you a big Beach Boys fan?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, I don't dislike them, but it's, you know, it's not my go-to band for anything.
Right. Do you have the Beach Boys on your iPod, I guess, would be my question to you. No, of course not.
No, and I wouldn't even spend 99 cents to get one of their songs.
So, but Pet Sounds is supposed to be like a super psychedelic album that like blew everybody's mind or whatever, and all the critics were like totally into it, but I don't know, dude. It looked like it was just self-indulgent to me more than anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess quote-unquote troubled artists tend to make a shitload of self-indulgent music.
I know that I do. I know I overindulge.
I overindulge in myself.
How's our look for an agent coming? We need to do that. We need to get on that.
We're
too old not to have an agent.
That's true. I'm going to write that down. Hang on a second. That's a great line.
We need to get an agent. Hypersloth needs an agent. I think
we
can come up with 10 minutes worth of material.
We have to, dude, we have 3 years of archive material. We just got to sift through it
and
put together a good demo reel.
I don't think that would be very hard. I mean, I listen to every one of our shows, and sure, I know that we're both comic geniuses, but every time I hear a show, I'm like, damn, that was a fucking good idea. Or that, you know what? We were ripping.
That's why I think it would be very hard, because there's so much to fucking choose from. I don't know if I can narrow it down to like a 30-second clip, you know? Or like a mashup of several clips.
Right. I mean, you almost have to hear a show in its entirety because it just keeps going and getting better. It's like a fine wine, the Hypersloth Happy Hour.
This is true.
Even though I'm brain dead this fucking week, unfortunately.
So what's the story with all the videos and the VOs and the RVs and all the other acronyms?
Well, the big show started today, and I got it to him last night at 10 o'clock, so I haven't heard anything since then. I'm guessing everything was a go, but, I mean, it's like they couldn't really be mad at us. We did our part like five times over.
Yeah, we did.
So, no, I'm guessing it's good. They never came back and say anything. It's live online if you ever want to watch it.
I don't.
Send you a link.
No, please
really,
don't.
You don't? You're not
no,
serious
I don't,
at all?
Dude. Do what?
I said you're not serious at all?
I'll watch it with the volume down just to see your video handiwork. But if I listen
not
to the VO, all I'm going to know is like, oh, yeah, they changed that stupid line for that. Oh, I remember when he made that one word change that took me 20 minutes to fucking punch in.
I'm thinking that there's one line in there that's not right now, but he didn't have the guts to say anything.
You
because
know what?
Where you're talking about when you redid on the last edit, there was a line that said before it said 30 cubic feet of storage.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
and
you're right.
He wrote the line the second time to not say cubic, 40 feet
that
of storage.
That is so awesome. I'm so glad you fucking caught that, because whenever I was sat down to do it, I was like, I think that's a fuck up. Should I take the time to email him and clarify this? And I was like, no. I'm just going to say it. And I just said it.
No,
you're right, dude. I think that was a fuck up. I think it was a fuck up.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. But luckily, I went back and checked the email, and the email said it just credit.
Exactly. Oh, no, I triple-checked that fucking thing. There's another one in that last email that I think, I don't remember it offhand, but I it was one of the ones before that I thought, does he really want to say it that way? And I said, okay, that's the way I got it. That's the way I'm going to say it.
Well,
so,
remember?
I don't remember, but that it wasn't as bad as that cubic foot one. That one really stuck out to me, and I was like, no, that's what he said. That's what he typed.
Well,
that's what
I think
I'm gonna
say. A while, too, he had written the script to say about the outside kitchen, feet cubic, instead of cubic feet. I think at one time it was saying that.
Oh, jeez.
You're a true professional. That's all I can say. Hats off to you.
Thanks.
Hats off. What'd you eat for dinner tonight, Rufus?
Nothing yet. Won't be till later, and I don't know what it will be.
We're actually, guess what I'm making tomorrow night? Well, probably tomorrow
Italian beef.
Tomorrow night. Yes! You're psychic,
awesome.
My friend. I thought
I'm glad
you
I'm
actually
right,
when I told my wife to pick up a chuck roast.
I haven't thought about that in a long time. I think I might make that this weekend.
You know what made me think of it?
What?
Subway now has an Italian beef sandwich.
Oh, God, how horrible is that? Or is it good?
I don't know. I did not try it, but I was kind of impressed with the idea that they're even willing to put their go out on a limb and make something like that.
It's going to be 90% bread and 10%. It'll be 90%
sure.
bread, 8% vegetables, and then 2% meat.
There's no way that bread could handle that juice without fucking just falling into 1,000 pieces.
It won't have juice. It'll be dry.
Oh, you're right. It won't. It'll be like a barbecue sauce, probably.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know what? I was watching this show called Hot Tuna, I think it's called. Have you seen this show?
No, that sounds familiar, but I don't know why.
Big tuna? Well, they fish for tuna, right? Like the huge tuna fish. And it's like the most barbaric show I've ever seen. I actually wanted the fish to kill these fucking idiots that are fishing for them by like the third minute of the show.
Oh, shit. Damn.
They have this thing where they, first of all, they reel these poor fish in, right? Then they take like this huge spear and just stick this fucking spear through these poor fish. It's like the most horrible thing you could watch.
Good.
I can't believe it's on regular TV. No one makes a fucking stink about it.
I've thought that about a lot of like reality shows that take place, you know, in the survivor, quote unquote, real world where they have people. Like there's this one show where it's Alaskan bush people.
Right.
And they're just constantly slaughtering animals. I mean, I'm not against hunting if you're actually doing it to survive. But I'm surprised that there's not more backlash about that, especially industrial. Massive amounts of just, you know, spearing tuna fish on a boat all the time.
Yeah.
You think there'd be more,
well, and you
more
know
hype?
What? It just seems like it'd be so easy to get, like, a bunch of shit behind a show like that and have the advertisers and shit pull out. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I've seen it on those shows, exactly what you're talking about, where they, like, chop it off of head of a chicken or whatever, and I'm like, you know what, it's almost gratuitous. I don't even think that's necessary to fucking show that shit. I understand it's part of the life or whatever up there, but I mean, I think you're introducing like a weird feeling into society that doesn't fucking need to be there. You know what I mean? Joe Schmo sitting on his couch in Chicago doesn't need to see some chicken get its head cut off to give some little kid an idea about, you know, being nutso like that.
Yeah, and I mean, you think they all those shows are pretty much fake anyway. I mean, a lot of it, I mean, maybe what happens on camera is real, but they kind of set it up. You know, they're like, okay, here's the situation, you guys just roll with it.
Right.
You think they could fake that and run with it. Now, on the other hand, I could also make the argument that, you know what, if you're going to eat some fucking meat, if you're in New York City and you're eating a chicken sandwich, it doesn't hurt you to fucking see it where that comes from. But you're right. I think it's exploited gratuitously on a lot of these fucking reality shows, quote unquote.
Well, I just think
reality
some crazy
shows.
Fucking 10-year-old kid is like, you know what? I'm going to go chop the head off a fucking kitten because I just saw, you know, someone chop the head off of a bird and it stayed alive for fucking 10 seconds or whatever they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess that's in the parents' hands at that point. I mean, we don't let our kids watch those shows.
How are your chickens? They're like, the parents are home, dude. The parents are out smoking crack. Come on.
That's true. That's what the TV's for.
You know that. You've seen the cable guy.
Dude, God, The Cable Guy is such a great fucking movie. I remember seeing that for the first time at Roehampton.
Cable Gobble. I knew we had a special relationship when you stole that from the pawn shop for me.
What? Did I? I don't remember.
Yeah, you brought home a copy of The Cable Guy from the pawn shop.
That's a great flick.
I still have it, unfortunately. I sleep with it under my pillow.
Is that right? I sleep with mine between my butt.
I have a picture of it tattooed on my ass.
I have a picture of your ass with that tattoo on it on my back.
Oh, my. Yeah, awesome. Except it's actually your face instead of Jim Carrey's as the Cable Guy.
Awesome. And what's crazy is it's Jim Carrey's ass. It's not your ass. I augmented it slightly.
There's a mole. There's a mole out of position.
Yes, and the hair out of the mole is bladed.
It's blonde. It's shaped into a mohawk.
Yeah.
So, what's going on in politics, Griffiths? Any idea? I see that some of the people are starting to drop like flies now. It's just getting too expensive, or they just, I don't know. Two guys have pulled out the last couple of days, right?
Yeah. Scott Walker, I don't even know who the fuck he is. Apparently he just pulled out. I know that our boy from Texas, Rick Perry, pulled out, and one of his donors is stealing him to get his fucking money back because he's like, I gave you $3 million to run for president. Give me my fucking money back. But I don't know how that's going.
I think that's bullshit that's not the fucking law, that you don't have to give the fucking money back. I mean,
absolutely.
I would run for any kind of office if I could just like take people's money and then live off of it.
Well, I think that's why Rick Perry did it, because he's a fucking idiot, and he ran the last election and made a fool out of himself. So I think it's pretty obvious to me that the only reason he did it was to make some money off the deal, and he had planned something to get Yoda back out.
Now, is he still the governor of Texas or no?
I think so, yeah. I think so. I mean, I haven't been in Texas in a while, but last time I checked, he was.
You don't have to be a congressman or something to run for president, obviously. There's a couple people that aren't in there.
Well, no, I mean, theoretically, anybody can run for president. The only problem is you're not going to get any financial backers unless you're, you know, willing to be a fucking megaphone for some lobbyist or something. We could run for president. You run for president, I'll run for vice president. We could totally do it.
How do you ever, I was thinking about this today at lunch, how do you ever break the fucking cycle now in America? I mean, you're talking, it would have to be a full-on fucking revolution to get the powers that be out and start with a fucking clean slate. I mean, otherwise, you're trying to vote people out office by office, it'll never fucking happen. Are you still there? I think we lost Rufus, folks. Rufus, give us a call back if you can. Like to hear back from you. In the meantime, let's listen to the farmer song. Pick this up a little bit. Then we'll get back on the topic of politics and how do you change what is broken. A farmer song. It's about pot. That's how you do it.
in my crop, oh yeah, my thumb is green. And I'll never stop, oh no, because the farming is my dream. Yeah, I am a farmer, and that's what I do best. Farming is my pride and joy, my hopes and my breath. Yeah, I am a farmer, that's what I do best. Farming is my pride and joy, my hopes and my breath. I said,
disconnected.
You got disconnected?
No, you disappeared in mid-sentence, and so I kept talking, and then suddenly I heard the farmer song play.
Well, I apologize for that. I thought that you disappeared, so I said, let's go to farmer song real quick till we can figure out these technical difficulties.
Well, that's funny because I was going to tether on my phone so I could play Farmer Song so we could figure out the technical difficulties.
Well, so like I was saying, Rufus, what do you do now? What do you do to change the status quo? I mean, you can't. I mean, you can't go in like one seat at a time trying to get the right people in office. It would take a lifetime because the people that are in office right now don't want anything to change because they got a pretty fucking good gravy boat going.
That's right. That's right. And all those elected positions were never meant to be full-time jobs. And yet, because corporations and lobbyists funnel a shitload of money into certain candidates and politicians, they can be. And that really, that fucks shit up. And I don't know how you fix that unless you outlaw donations from corporations and special interest lobbyists and say only individuals can give donations. And the problem is that corporations are treated as individuals by the law. And that law was passed, I don't remember when, but that's why suddenly, boom, you have corporations, you know, making $1 million donations to a single candidate
that,
who's going to do what they want.
How can that even be legal at all? I mean, that common sense says with a system like that, you're definitely asking for there to be unjustness. You know what I mean? You know that you can't say, well, they gave me $1 million for my campaign. I don't owe them anything.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. When I read that thing about how the big defense contractors, all of them, like, give to the Secretary of Defense's, re-election campaign, like, millions of dollars, you have to say to yourself, then that's the very basis, you know, the very essence of fraud, you know, or the ultimate buy-off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it makes a nation that's run by corporate interests as opposed to the people. I mean, you and I, we can't donate $1 million to a candidate that we believe in. We can donate $10, you know, or, you know, some equivalent to that compared to $1 million donation.
Is that kind of donation is tax deductible for some reason, which makes no fucking sense to me. You know, you're giving some guy with your interest money. Okay, that shouldn't be tax deductible, I wouldn't think.
No.
And, you know, all those fucking same corporations just take all their money offshore, too. So, you know, I don't know. Something's got to change. Something definitely has to change. But you can't. It has to collapse. I think the whole thing would just have to collapse on itself before you see any change.
I'm afraid you're right, dude. You're totally right. The only way it's going to change is if it completely fucking collapses or, and I'm not advocating this, I'm just saying this is the only other way it could happen, is some sort of, like, armed revolt. Like we
right.
see here what people in Syria are going through or something like that. That
right.
It's really going to have to be something cataclysmic that's like, all right, enough of this shit. The kind of shit that founded America to begin with, really. People saying,
right.
fuck you, we're going to do things our own way.
I mean, we're too fucking soft, dude. America is just, we're fucking soft. Nothing will ever change in America until it does collapse under its own weight because we got no fucking nuts. American people are fucking nutless.
No, we have a big military and a lot of nukes that allow us to be pussies behind them, basically.
Well, I'm saying, like, you're not going to rise up in the fucking street and march on Washington and maybe get your fucking bell rung by a cop. You're just going to say,
oh, no.
You know what? Someone else will do that. I'm going to stay home and drink Bud Light and smoke weed.
Right. But it doesn't help that now they're passing laws where drones can fucking shoot tear gas and have tasers on them. I mean, that's kind of a disincentive for me to march anywhere. Whenever,
right.
like, not just the military, but a local police can have a fleet of drones that just flies above you and rains down fucking tear gas and stuff. I mean,
do you think that the government plants their own fucking story like that? So they're like, hey, don't fuck with us. You know that we can rain down fucking tear gas and shit on you. Or they pay people like that Andy Jones guy to be like, watch out for the government. They're fucking badass motherfuckers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even if they don't, just the fact that they can, all they have to do is put out a press release. Oh, by the way, look
right.
what we can do. And the press, even legitimate good press that's trying to inform the people, is going to run with it and be like, look, we're fucked. You know?
Right. Don't even
you can
try
get...
your uprising.
That's right. I mean, how much more effort technologically would it take to take off the tear gas canister from the drone and put a little Uzi submachine gun on it and be like, ah, it's crowd control.
You know what it's going to take for a million man march on fucking the Capitol? They're going to have to fill the Washington pool, the reflection pool, with chip dip.
Dude, if it was spinach dip or ranch, I'd be there in a fucking heartbeat. I would dive into there in a nacho chip bathing suit to protest.
Dude, they should do a nice fucking get a bunch of Rotel and do a nice queso with some government cheese.
Oh my God! I think you stumbled upon the perfect fucking protest. If we get a million people there with ingredients and turn that into a big fucking like queso dip, and be
now
like, look what we can do.
Now we've turned it into not only a march on Washington, but also a kind of a world record thing. The Guinness Book of World Records could be there.
Exactly. Holy shit, that's brilliant. That's absolutely
brilliant. Once again, we've done it. We figured out how to solve the million-person march on Washington. We're going to make it a giant potluck.
The million-man potluck.
The million-man, million-person. The million-person potluck, Rufus.
Oh, there you go. That's right. We'll even include transgendered people.
Yeah, and transracials. All transracials will be welcome.
We'll just call it the Million Thing Potluck.
Thinking about it, all that marriage, gay marriage bullshit, what that lady Kim Davis, she should be, whatever happened to the separation of church and state, she should lose her job automatically because she can't perform all the tests necessary in her job.
Did she? I haven't been following it since she got, I think she got arrested. But I don't know,
yeah,
is she still
went to
back
jail.
In the same position?
Yes, and she's refusing. And what they did, dude, was they made it, basically they're going to hire someone else to do the marriage licenses for gay people.
That's fucking stupid. Just fine. Well, she's elected, that's why. She's elected. It's an elected position.
Yeah, but I bet a lot of people probably, well, I mean, wherever she's from, I'm sure a lot of people probably would have voted for her if they knew she was anti-gay marriage. But to me, the state law says that you can do it, then you have to fucking do it, part of your job duty or not. I mean, what if you, at your job, were like, I don't, you know, you're not allowed to discriminate at your job and only do certain parts of the job. You have to do the whole fucking job.
Yeah.
You're required.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree.
I mean,
it didn't come up before.
What is next going to be like shit like the postman doesn't want to deliver to a same-sex couple or a fucking black couple or, you know, or a single parent or, you know, who the fuck knows? Where does it end, really?
It's what they call a slippery slope, right?
Is that what they call that?
Yeah, slippery slope, where you concede one that sort of gives credence to everything else, where you're like, okay, well, this one person can discriminate because of this and that. Well, that opens it up to everybody else to obviously say, well, I'm Muslim. I don't want to serve bacon to you because I can't do it, or alcohol, or whatever.
Right. I mean, you know, and then
a free-for-all.
You have to fucking just nip that in the bud. You just can't do that. That's unacceptable to me.
I
mean, if
so
you
too.
Can't perform your
so
job,
too.
Perform your job, then you just get out of office. You resign. I mean, separation of church and state was like what the whole fucking country was founded on, right?
Yes.
So
absolutely.
How now in one of our courthouses across the country, people are refusing to do their job based on their religious beliefs?
Sorry, that's what's crazy,
no,
dude.
They have
a yeah,
no place inside a state building. That's how our fucking nation was founded.
That's right. You're absolutely right. You're right. I mean, if it was a small company or even a big company, if it was Subway and for whatever reason she didn't want to serve a sandwich to a gay couple, well, that would be big news and be whatever. But, you know, I mean, we're talking about a government fucking institution, and she won't do it. I mean, she should be out immediately.
They were right to put her in jail. But you know what, if you ask me, you know what I think she's trying to do? And hats off to, like, Kickstarter for this. Of course, someone tried to start a Kickstarter paying for her, right? So
mm-hmm.
she could cash out probably a fucking $500,000 of people saying, God damn it, we believe that you should be able to turn down the rights of fucking gay people because you don't agree with them, even though you have a government job. You know, and
right.
they shut it down because she was accused of a crime or whatever. But, you know, that she'd have a fucking $500,000 by now. I guarantee it, of other people hating out there saying, you know what, let's help this chick. Because she's retarded.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. And what help does she need? She should just be fucking fired. And if you want to help her because you're a fucking backwards, bigoted fucking redneck, send her a check. I mean, the bottom line is she should be out of the fucking public consciousness at this point.
Yes, she should be. I mean, what if she didn't want to marry rednecks? What if she didn't want to marry relatives, Rufus? What would happen to her little burg then? Incestuous marriages.
Well, if she lived in Arkansas, we would have a zero population.
Maybe that's the answer. It didn't work for China.
No, that's true.
I guess so many unjust things in the world. I mean, I like to think that as human beings, we've evolved, but I really don't think that humans are that evolved.
I don't. The only thing that keeps me believing, and I don't really believe in God or religion, but I do believe that there's something beyond this physical realm. The only thing that really proves that to me is the fact that we're so fucking stupid with what we have. There has to be something else out there that makes more sense and that we can fucking relate to better. I mean, there's got to be.
And hopefully we're part of it.
Yeah. Don't you feel like sometimes that you're like looking down at a petri dish of fucking stupidity and you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Right. And I'm sure that's exactly how God feels. Like, what the fuck? What got spilled in here? You know, like that stinky
right.
thing you can't find in the refrigerator. You're just like, what is it about this that is making everything so foul and disgusting, but I can't see it? So you notice it's like the biggest, stinkiest thing in the whole refrigerator, which would be humans in the world of Earth. Did I say the world
That's
of
right.
Earth? Okay. I'm high.
It's not even all humans. It's just some humans, but for some reason, those some humans kind of have the run of the fucking show. Humans
right.
like you and me, I think, are more common. It's humans like the douchebags who buy drugs and raise up the price, who won't sell to gay people, who take corporate money. For some reason, they're in charge of shit. And you and me and people like us are just kind of left with our arms folded, shaking our heads like, what the fuck? Get me the fuck out of here, please.
Which is exactly how they want it. But they're like, but you can't go anywhere because there is no alternative. The stupid people will have the run of the show, and you just get to kind of be along for the shit ride.
Yep. Yeah, we're starting to sound like a Bill Hicks set, which is not bad.
A Bill Hicks set. It almost did. You're right. I kind of felt that, too. I kind of feel Bill's frustration. I think he was channeling me.
I think so.
He was right to be angry, though. I mean, he was right about shit 20 years ago. Every bit of it.
Oh.
25 years ago. Jesus.
Every bit of it. And that depresses me, too, because a lot of people were right about shit 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and yet shit's fucking the same.
You're
sad.
So fucking right, dude. That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, especially imagine being someone like Bernie Sanders, who's been saying all this shit that was going to
yes.
go wrong for like 20 or 30 years, 40 years even, and it's gone wrong, and it's proved him right a million times, but still people are like, he's a fucking crackpot.
Yep. It's depressing, dude. It's not the current state of affairs that's depressing. It's how long the current state of affairs has been the current state of affairs, and it precedes us. You know, it's
oh,
like
no
it doesn't change.
That.
It just gets worse.
It does. I mean, big business just gets more and more powerful. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's. Did you ever watch that thing I sent you on the prisons? About
oh,
how
God
fucking
damn, no. I need to. I bookmarked it, but then I haven't seen it yet. I definitely want to see it.
The whole prison is so fucked up, man. It's like they want people to go to jail, and they have it kind
yes.
of down to a science. How to get, like, nothing but black people and Mexicans in jail. You know, and
Jesus.
It's just a fucking...
It's because why? Because blacks and Mexicans can't afford to get out, so they get to make
Pretty
more
much.
Money off of those.
Well, and it just goes down to the stupidity. Like, they're in Ferguson, right? Somehow they tied it back to Ferguson. But the cops had written, in a six-month period in Ferguson, which is 80% black people, the cops wrote 33,000 tickets, right? 33,000. There's only 20,000 people in all of Ferguson. And
oh,
people
God.
couldn't pay the fines or whatever on the tickets, they automatically went to jail. They had an overpopulation in their jail of like over 600% of capacity.
Jesus Christ.
Right. I mean, it just got down to like the crazy jail statistics and how many people are there. Like 2/3 of the people in jail are nonviolent offenders. You know, people that are in for like DWIs and pot arrests and owing money, you know, and shit like
right.
that. All not. It was really disturbing to see, you know, how many people are locked up and what it costs to keep these people in jail on a yearly basis. And just kind of
right.
the dirty side of jail, the corporate side, you know, that makes it profitable for big corporations.
It's all money. And I don't know what the answer is, dude, because, I mean, you can't blame... It seems like capitalism is a problem, but at the same time, I like the idea of capitalism because that allows guys like us to do something like Bud Buddy and this show and profit from it. But something, some element of it is like there's a loophole in it somehow that allows huge fucking companies to just leverage it all in their favor. And I don't know what the fix is, man. I mean, you can't have total socialism and you can't have fascism, but apparently you can't have just run amok capitalism. There's got to be some
right.
sort of capital something-ism. I don't know what the fuck that is, but I mean, people need to be allowed to innovate and to trade money and value and grow skills and become valuable in a marketplace. But apparently we're not doing it right somehow. I don't know what the fucking answer is.
Yeah, and I wish there were, does anybody know what the fucking answer is?
I think the only thing we know is what the answers aren't. But the people in charge also know that and don't give a fuck.
Wow, that was pretty deep, Rufus. That was pretty damn deep. They don't give a fuck because they are where they are. Why would they care?
Right. Yeah, they're on the positive end of what doesn't work. It doesn't work for 99% of people, but it works for the 1%.
Yeah, and the 1% are the ones that control it all. I mean, I don't care what people say. We don't live in a free society, really. And they're more than happy to give away all our jobs. This is what I understand. With the way America is today, and we're outsourcing everything, eventually we're going to run out of we already are. That's why there's so many people in jail. So what do you do when you run out of money to spend? You know what I mean? Because there is no jobs. Because they're all offshore. Or all be replaced
right.
by like a self-scanner.
Yeah. Well, the big looming thing on the horizon now is that robots and AI are going to replace pretty much every fucking job there is. And so then what do people do? And the ideal situation is, oh, great. Well, then we don't have to worry about things. We can just sit back and live a life of leisure and creativity. But you know that various entities aren't going to let that happen. They're going to be like, oh, well, we make the robots, so we need you to wipe the robot's feet or change the robot's oil or something. It's not, you know, the coming paradigm shift in fucking manufacturing and even the service industries or – They say one of the first real, like, professional careers that's going to be replaced by robots is lawyers, because basically all lawyers do is look shit up. And a robot
right.
and an AI
paperwork.
Can do that. And right, paperwork. And pharmacists. All pharmacists do are weigh shit and measure shit. And so all these, you know, high-paying jobs are going to be fucking gone even before the low-paying jobs. And that should, you would think, in a great society, mean that, okay, cool, the humans can sit back and the robots will provide everything, but you know that the guys making the robots are going to fuck that shit up for us somehow.
Yeah, I mean, so many governmental jobs, it seems like, could be replaced by robots.
Absolutely.
U.S.
Post Office.
Go down to your local courthouse. There's no reason that, you know, all these clerks and shit couldn't be replaced with just, like, a scanner, you know, and a self-serve kiosk.
Every restaurant on the planet, even I went to Chili's the other day, and they now have at the table a touchpad thing where you
right.
can order, you can close out your tab, and like what the
right.
all the waitress does is bring you the food. Well, how easy is that to replace with, like, an R2-D2 with a tray on its head, you know?
You know what? Forget having a waitress. Just have a runner. Just a person that brings
what?
Your food out.
Exactly.
Then you push
not
a button
even a runner.
You want a refill.
Just a thing hanging from a track on the ceiling.
Oh, my God. Like, you know what? You sit in a giant circle, like in a race car track, and it just brings your food out on a tray on a set of wheels and, like, stops at your thing, and you take the tray off, then the fucking car goes away.
Yeah, exactly. And they program it with a friendly woman's voice. Thank you for
right.
your order. Would you like anything else? Please.
Or we just, we just open up a NASCAR-themed restaurant where your food is delivered on a fucking car like that.
At that speed, they just drive by. They shoot it out with one of those T-shirt guns.
And you fill up your gas. You know what? You fill up your drink with one of those gas can things that they have.
Dude,
that like fills up your gas super fast.
That's pretty awesome. That's not a bad idea. A NASCAR themed restaurant where like the drink station is like a gas pump.
Right. Your food is delivered out to you on a tow truck, like a little tow
yeah.
truck on the track.
Okay,
and then in the meantime, we get NASCAR on every fucking station and, like, pipe in the super loud.
The sign over the restroom says pit stop.
Oh, my God. And then what would it say for, like, men's and women's? Wheelies and...
yeah, it'd be funny cars and derby.
Tractors. Dragsters.
Dragsters
would be for the transgender crowd.
That's right. Dragsters would be for the transgender.
It'd be a whole other chain of restaurants for transgender NASCAR fans called Dragsters.
We have sit down urinals.
Dragsters, I love it, Rufus.
Oh my God, Dragsters, a NASCAR themed transgender restaurant. Dude, we're brilliant.
Home of the footlong banana split.
That's right.
Now, do they really cut a man's penis in half to make a vagina for a transgender person? Is that how that operation works? I'm still not really clear on how that operation works.
I'm not clear either, and I'm not sure that I ever want to be. I bet you could Google, do Google images and find some pretty raunchy pictures. But
did you see that thing that, you know who Caitlyn is, right? Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh yeah.
She said for people that she quoted, for people that don't think I'm a real woman, they can suck my dick.
Did she really say that?
No, of course not. She's not that clever. But you know what?
Oh, man. To me,
you're not fucking transgender, dude. Or you're not, you know, you're just transgender. Unless, if you get your dick cut off, then I'm going to believe that Bruce wants to be a woman. Until then, he's still just a dude in drag to me.
Did he not? I thought he did.
No. He still has his cock.
Okay. Well, he's just a man that dresses up like a woman.
Exactly. You know what I was telling my wife? We were looking at something, and it was on TV, and Bruce Jenner was like around all those women. I'm like, do you think just being around all those psychotic women, it kind of rubbed off on him and made him want to be a woman?
Yes.
I mean, just seeing all kind
make
of
me
weird
want to,
attention that they got.
It would just make me want to get in the car and leave and never come back. But I guess some people, it might make them want to be a woman. Maybe that's the easier way out. Just, if you can't beat them, join them.
Right. Well, that's kind of the attitude it felt like to me, was that he just kind of got defeated and was like, I want to be a woman too. Not to mention, I guess, Chris has a 7-inch clit, so maybe he just got used to taking the big clit in the ass.
Whoa. Wow.
You didn't know that?
Yep. No, I didn't. I missed that on the baseball card.
She had the transgender reassignment. She had his weenus cut. When they cut off his weenus, she had it strapped onto her clit and made it into a 7-inch clit.
Can you just have anything done now? I want my dick attached to my nose so I can just suck on it throughout the day.
Why don't you just make your dick into your tongue?
There you go. You know, I like a little bit of teeth sometimes. I can nibble on it.
How would you pee? I mean, you hear about these people getting their dicks cut off. I mean, is it possible to be alive without a dick? I mean, obviously it is, but what would that be like?
I don't know. I mean, you mean like how do you pee?
Yeah.
Catheters?
I mean, really? Is that what happened to John Wayne Bobbitt, or did they found his dick and sewed it back on?
I think they did. Yeah, yeah. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, you still got a hole there. It's just right up against your torso. You got to dab at it with a napkin when you're done.
Oh, my God. You sound like you're speaking from experience.
I've got some holes that leak fluid. Yeah.
Just one or two. Small holes.
Just one or two.
Hey, now that we're not live, I'm going to try to add you to the call. Can I do that?
I'm not online. I have no internet.
No, you're not. You surely are not.
I am not.
I just wanted to see if it's possible because I wanted to see if, because this is working well. I was just hoping that we could get the Skype for the video part of it because with you over the phone, it definitely, there's not as much of a delay. I know that I'm not having an awesome show tonight because my brain feels fried, but I think moving forward when we have awesome shows, maybe this is the way to do it. I mean, we listen back to the show and it sounds good.
I think so. Yeah, I agree. I think it's working out really fucking well. The only thing we're missing is Skype. And the only reason is because whatever the fuck happened with the power here. I mean, my plan was just like you said, to be having the video connection for Skype, but being called in on the phone. I don't know why the modem's not working.
Well, Blog Talk Radio didn't fuck up, it doesn't seem like. But it doesn't seem like we're being recorded now either.
Uh-oh. Oh, well, I don't know because I can't see the live studio.
Right.
I'm not sure.
It says recording left, but it doesn't. There's no numbers underneath it.
Must have something to do with their fancy new hi-fi
recording. Right, that's what I'm wondering. So I'll be anxious to listen to the show back and see if we got the last 12 minutes of the show.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to listen to the whole thing. I'm curious to see how it sounds.
Well, I'm going to pee my pants, Rufus.
Do it live right now.
All right, hold on. Fuck, I almost did. I'm squirming like a, I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah, me too, actually. I was hoping you wouldn't because it might trigger me.
But all right, let's Thursday show. Let's do a song analysis.
Absolutely.
I had a song, who's gonna pick
the
song? I can't remember it. I had one, I can't remember it.
Well, if you got one, try to remember it. I don't have one. Or if you want to flip a coin for one of us to pick, we can do that.
Oh, it was 21st Century Schizoid Man.
The hell is that?
You never heard of that song?
No.
Neither have I, really. I've never heard it begin to end, but I figured that would make it a good one to listen to. But it's by King Crimson.
Okay, what's it called?
21st Century Schizoid Man.
Schizoid Man. Okay, I'm writing it down so I can listen to it.
All right, try to find it. All right, I got to go. I got to pee my pants, Rufus. Ah!
Woo-hoo-hoo!